coming up today, Lorraine Jordan, who has released a brand new single, incredible a cappella gospel, almost 5 minutes of human voices blended like you've never heard. The name of the tune is I Cannot Bring Them Back, But I Can Go There. It will be released on an album sometime in the summer of 2021. I'm going to start off the show with one of my favorite songs from Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, Why Can't Bluegrass Be Truegrass Again? That'll get us into our discussion. We'll talk about the song. We'll come back. We'll talk to Lorraine, and we'll even talk to Chef Lorraine. Thanks so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. I am really happy to have returning as a guest Lorraine Jordan of Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. How are you, Lorraine?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing great. We just opened up Lorraine's Coffee House and added a cafe, and I'm really excited about the new crowds I'm getting in.
You are one of the busiest people that I know. It's like every time I turn around, Lorraine Jordan is, well, we're going to talk about a new song, but you've had the place in Raleigh there, which you've expanded, and I saw that, and I want to make sure we come back and talk about that, and you're always busy. Let's put it this way, to the people that, the pandemic so far has slowed a lot of things, but I don't think it's met the challenge that Lorraine Jordan has put up. I just don't think you stopped at all.
No, I'll tell you what I did. I sped up. I said, you know what, I've been wanting to put a cafe in there, but I haven't had a chance to close down, because when you close down, you know, you lose people and all.
Yeah, you
but
lose your traffic.
Down.
Oh, okay.
They closed this down for COVID, and I thought, you know what, this is the perfect time for me to open that cafe I've been trying to open for 5 years. So we went ahead and got a construction company in there. We were down for 4 months. And it took 4 months to get the cafe in there, and now we're serving deli sandwiches, pizzas, oh, all kinds of things. You know, it's really a nice thing.
If people follow Lorraine on social media platforms, Lorraine's out there all the time, kind of keeping you updated as to what's going on. And it's a great you put everything right there in front of everybody, so they can see what they're getting into, and you look like Chef Lorraine.
Yeah, I've been to chef school. I went to an 11-week online chef school just so I could get ready, because I wanted to not just learn how to cook, but it's also learning how to keep everything fresh, how to keep everything clean, how to stock your refrigerator, you know, where to order things from, how to use the Mary May toaster Turbo Chef. So, yep, I did that too while we were there.
I'm not surprised by that, but I didn't know that. I didn't know you actually did an 11-week course, and now you can go on those, like, Iron Chef shows, and you can be a competitor on all those shows on the internet now.
We got our live at Lorraine show. It's on Bluegrass Music TV now, and
it's
also on Lorraine's Coffee House
Facebook.
Right. And we're getting ready to go to Roku, I believe, and so we'll be on there
also. Cool. All right. Well, good. Listen, one of the reasons I always enjoy talking to you, Lorraine, whether it's on the program or not, I have a good time chatting with you. But there's a new song, a new gospel single that's been released. Or is about to be released. I have it. I Cannot Bring Them Back, But I Can Go There. And I have to tell you this. This is one of the most powerful gospel songs I've ever heard. The length is almost 5 minutes. It's just all a cappella, and I've read descriptions of how it arrived at the band and why you chose it and why now with the vocalist that you have. But take a minute and tell, and then I'm going to have you introduce the song. They haven't heard it yet. I want you to talk about the song a little bit, how it came to you, and then we're going to introduce it. It's an absolutely stunning, stunning gospel song.
Well, I am so proud of this. First of all, it's the first gospel a cappella song that Carolina Road has ever put out. And when Randy Graham joined the band about 3 years ago, the first thing I said to him is, Randy, I've never done an all gospel CD that had four-part quartet, and I know you did that with Doyle Lawson, and you also did that with the Bluegrass Cardinals, and I want your goal to be that I want you to bring us some gospel songs and produce a gospel CD, and I want it, if it's not good, you know, I want it to be great, not good, but great. And so he took that on, and this is a song that he had when he was with David Parmley and the Cardinals and different people, and nobody seemed to want to, I don't know if they didn't want to record it or if they just didn't ever work it up or what, but he said that it's been one of his goals to do this song, work it up correctly, and put it out there. And what better time? I lost my mom 2 years ago.
I remember.
Ben Green lost both his parents to COVID this year, 2 days back to back. I mean, we're losing so many people, and it just seemed like this is the time we need a powerful song to let people know, hey, everybody's okay. You can't bring them back, but someday you can go to them.
It's great, and the lyrics, there's a change in the lyric. It's subtitled, I cannot bring them back, but I can go there. There's a slight change in one of the lyrics that maybe three quarters of the way through where it says, I wouldn't want to bring them back. You know,
I would not if I could.
That's the line. I couldn't think of it. And the meaning being that they are where we all want to be. You can go there to meet them. You can't bring them back, and you wouldn't if you could. I just thought, what a wonderful message.
Man, it gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. I mean, you know, you miss them, you love them, you keep them in your heart. You know, you don't want to bring them back on this earth. You want to someday make your goal to be in heaven with them. And that's what Ben and I have talked about, is that his parents losing them to COVID 2 days within each other, and on Valentine's Day of all days, and my mom losing my mom, who was my biggest supporter and father.
Oh, I know.
You know, we don't want to bring them back. We want to go join them.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it is. How long does it take you to put together? I mean, this is a tight, tight, wonderful a cappella. I know you've talked about Randy Graham and Ben Green. I want to talk about the other vocalists on it also. But how long does it take to get everybody? In other words, how long did it take you to get this cut done?
We practiced this cut for about 6 months before we ever laid it down.
Wow.
Because it had to be perfect. We had to phrase exactly right together. We had to get every note. We had four parts. We wanted to put a seventh in there. We had so many things going on with this song. We worked on it a long time before we got it the way we all felt good about it. And then when we went into the studio, we laid it down in just about two or three times. We sang all together at the same time, and I think it came out perfect.
Well, you mentioned phrasing to the people listening. I understand that term to mean that you've all got to have the same timing and the same notes. So in other words, one person within this group can't be doing making changes on their own. They all have to stick to the same so that it all matches up. But that to me is what phrasing is. You're all on the same note at the same time, and nobody's sliding and nobody's extending anything. And that's for 5 minutes. That's a long time to stay right on that perfect pattern. And you do, it's perfect.
It is, and you couldn't do this song like go in there one at a time. Everybody had to sing together, and we that's why we had to practice so much, because you know we didn't want to stop. We wanted everybody to keep going and not stop on it. And if Randy's really known for making a lot of moves on songs, and if Randy made one word into three syllables, then we had to do the same
that's
thing.
Right.
So we really had to get it in our head.
Yeah. So Randy Green, Ben Green, Randy Graham, Ben Green, and tell me the other people singing on this. And of course you.
Singing bass, I was wondering, my whole worry has been, I've never had a bass singer in Carolina Rose, so how am I going to do a gospel CD and reproduce it on stage if I don't have a bass singer? And it just so happens that my lead singer, Alan Dyer, who's been with us now a couple of years, he took on learning the bass parts, and his voice is low enough he can do it. And now we have a bass singer out of him, and so he sang the bass part. And then, of course, we've got Ben Green singing the baritone part, who plays the banjo for me and has for 15 years.
Yeah.
Randy Graham singing the lead, and I'm singing the tenor. And also in the band is Matt Hooper, who's a fiddle player. He's a great fiddle player. And also we just hired a new bass player, wonderful singer and player, local boy. His name's Kevin Lamb.
So it's a five part, right? It's five parts of a
vocal?
We've
got five parts on there, that's right.
So you got two baritones, a bass,
mm-hmm.
and Randy singing tenor, and you're where in that mix?
No, Randy's singing the lead.
Oh, I'm sorry, lead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Randy's singing the lead. I'm singing the tenor.
Gotcha, yeah.
Ben is singing a true baritone, and Kevin Lamb is singing a seventh baritone, which means he puts the seventh notes in the chord.
Okay.
And then Alan singing the bass. But there's five parts on this, actually.
Cool.
You know, the seventh isn't in there on every line, but they come in once in a while just to give it a little blend on special parts.
I am I'm so excited about this song. I've listened to it so much, and every time it's just sort of stunning. So I want to play it for the audience now on Unreal Bluegrass. Then we're going to come back, because I think we have you're going to talk a little bit about maybe a new gospel album. Well, definitely, it's coming out. But we'll hold that for a minute. We'll come back and talk to Lorraine Jordan, my guest today. I want you to hear this devastating song that she just described, I Cannot Bring Them Back. But I can go there. Then we're going to come back and talk about a new album in the works. And also we're going to talk to Chef Lorraine just a little bit more. Then we'll get into one more song before we're finished. So everybody sit tight. 4 minutes, 54, 55 seconds. This will absolutely blow you away, and it should. So we're going to listen right now to brand new from Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road, I Cannot Bring Them Back, But I Can Go There. And we'll be right back. Hold on, Lorraine. There. For the audience of Unreal Bluegrass, you just heard, I've given it all of the superlatives I can. If this isn't gospel, if this is not a gospel song of the year somewhere or everywhere, I will be stunned.
That'd be great. I tell you, I just hope that the message gets out there to the people. And we are going to have an entire CD, gospel CD. This is our single. But we're going to have an entire CD, and it'll probably be called, I don't know. We don't really have a title for the CD yet, but it's got to be something unique because we've never had a gospel project in 23 years. That's amazing.
Wow.
So, you know, it's time. So I just hope, this should be out this summer, and that song will be on it. And I know I've already got people. You're actually one of the first that's playing it. I've had a couple of stations in Raleigh play it, and I've already got people saying, "Where can I get it?"
Where can I get it? Yeah, well, that's a good question. Can they get it now?
Well, it's going to be for download. I'm sure Pinecastle will put it on there for download eventually.
Okay.
Right now, it's in the works. It's coming. Right now, the DJs are the only ones that have a hold of it.
Well, that's good. So we can hear it and get it out there. So it's on Pinecastle. I didn't want to ignore that. Pinecastle takes very, very good care of its clients. And also on this end of this side of the open microphone, Pinecastle is very good at getting new things to us. So I always appreciate the people there at Pinecastle and the artists that they have. It works very well. So we talked a little bit about Chef Lorraine. I know you're right there in Raleigh. You probably have a website where people can find not only your music, but information about the restaurant. And you have performances there all the time. Let's fill that in just a little bit. We did in August of last year when we last talked, but let's fill in a little more about your place because it's expanded.
Yes, it has. We now have a full cafe in there with pizzas, sandwiches, salads, all kinds of things. And also, every Friday night is Bluegrass Night. We have it online still at Lorraine's Coffee House. We're doing that for the folks that still don't want to get out and can't get out. We started by having our audience. We've got several bands booked, exciting bands. We bring in national, regional, and local bands. Sideline will be with us next week. Carolina Road plays there, quite often. But we're going to have, it has something going on every night. We got karaoke, bingo, classic country, church. We got a church on Sundays. It's just amazing. But I felt like if I was going to go into the cafe business, I mean, if I'm going to do anything, I'm going to have to do it right or not do it at all. And that's probably why I've waited for a gospel CD all my life. But if I'm going to go into the cafe business, I decided I better know about restaurants. So I took an 11-week online course. And I learned how not only just to cook and make a good fresh deli sandwich and use all the flat grills, Perdini grills, but turbo toasters, but I also learned how do you keep the food fresh. How do you put a sandwich together? I didn't even know that, but there's a way that you put a sandwich together. You don't just throw it on there.
I just always thought you had one piece of bread, and then you put stuff on there, then you had another piece of bread. But if you go to Lorraine's, you're going to find out how you really make a sandwich because she went to school to learn.
Yeah, you got to have cheese on each side and the meat's in the middle.
I'm cheating now. I don't have to go to school. I can just ask Lorraine, Chef Lorraine, the secrets. It looks like a great place. Like I said, I hope people can see it, and I hope they get a chance to go there. And of course, you're right in Raleigh where you have been for so long. But this is so exciting that is coming out of this pandemic. You mentioned you had to be closed for a while, so you went ahead and took advantage to open up the cafe and educate yourself. I bet you there's a whole lot of regulations you have to become familiar with also.
There he is, to go through health inspections and everything, and I ordered 3 compartment sinks to 2 compartment sinks. There's only for washing vegetables. I mean, there is so much to it, but I went to school. I got it down pat, good. And I guarantee you, it's going to be fresh. It's going to be good when you come there.
Well, I'm going to have to try to. I have to try to stop in there when I get back down to Raleigh. Hopefully, if things open up enough to where things can happen in September and October, which is the time of a lot of the IBMA activities there. If we can open that up, I'm going to have to find it because it can't be that far away. Raleigh's not that big. Listen, last time you and I chatted, we talked at length about the Bill Monroe's Old Mandolin CD, which has done so well. You know, songs you release off of that album just seem to keep climbing and climbing, and more than reaching the top, they stay close to the top. And I think that's a real key because, you know, you do put so much thought into what you record, and you put so much thought into the timing of things that you release, and your songs just stay. A lot of people, it's not their fault, they go up and come back down, or they'll shoot up for a couple weeks, and then they'll tailor back off. Your songs, released as singles in the album, seem to really have some staying power. That's a real credit to you and to the band that you have together, I think.
I think so too. I've got a great band, singers and players, and good boys too. I think the main thing is I try to pick out songs, and I work with David Stewart a lot. I actually brought him over from country to bluegrass because I liked his writing so much. I met him through playing with Eddie Raven when we were out on tour with Eddie Raven, and he had written all those songs for Eddie Raven, and I just like a song that tells a story. I like a song that when I hear the song, I'm thinking about it in my mind, and I've got myself into the action of the song. And Bill Monroe's Old Mandolin did that for us. It put us all on that stage with Ricky Skaggs that night. He was handed Bill Monroe's Old Mandolin.
Yeah, what's a great story. And that's it. You pick your song so well, and, of course, the band is just, boy, you're hitting on all fours, if not all eights, depending on how big the engine is. Right now, you're just this. What I hear now from Bill Monroe's Old Mandolin, and then this new gospel song, it just must be humming like a machine for you right now.
It's going real well. We're getting calls from places we haven't played before that are saying, "Hey, I had to roll over this year. I can't use you, but would you please pencil me in for 2022?" So 2022 is going to be a good one. And I just think, you know, I did the Mandolin tune, and then we got the good gospel song, and our next single, you know, we tried to feature the banjo. You know, we don't want to leave the banjo out of the music.
No. You got to have that. Well, and am I right then that there's a new single that's being released off of the Bill Monroe's Old Mandolin?
Yes. They call it Bluegrass.
They call it Bluegrass. I know we talked about that in August, Lorraine, because we went through the whole album, but I want you to explain that song a little bit, then we're going to play it, and I'm going to let you get back to all the busy things that you're doing.
Sure.
Let's talk a little bit about this new single. They call it Bluegrass.
Well, it was actually written by a friend of mine who DJs here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he told me, he said, you know what? He said, you did a really good job with that Mandolin tune, Bill Monroe's Old Mandolin. You know, David wrote a good song. Y'all put it out, and it was fantastic. He said, you know, you living in North Carolina, you got to include the banjo. And he said, I've got a song here I want you to hear. It's about banjo. And all he had was the words. He didn't have anything else. And I said, well, you know, you got to have music, too. And he said, I'll let y'all do that. So I gave it to Ben Green, who's a fantastic banjo player.
He is.
And I said, Ben, here's some words right here. I got a little tune to go with it. Can you give me some Earl Scruggs hard driving picking on this song and make it all about the banjo so we can make up for all those people that had to listen to the Bill Monroe's Old Mandolin for so long. Now we'll give them a little banjo. Bill Monroe's Mandolin didn't have hardly any banjo in it.
No.
And so we Ben took it, and he put about 3 or 4 Earl Scruggs songs in there. And
you
the
can
song
hear them
actually
all.
He killed it. I mean, he did. You're right. The song has a good little meaning on it. I mean, it says what it says is talks about when Bill Monroe came to North Carolina and he picked up a gentleman named Earl Scruggs, and from Shelby, North Carolina, and put him in the band. And a lot of us think, you know, of course we know the father of bluegrass, Bill Monroe, started bluegrass. Mm-hmm. But a lot of us think that the music came alive when that three-finger-style roll on the banjo went in there.
You know, it kicked it into another gear, the three-finger syncopated style and that drive and him and Lester Flatt joining the band. There's always discussion about what is or isn't. I avoid that. But I think everybody has to recognize by now, Lorraine, that putting Earl and that banjo, and then with Lester, too, into that Bill Monroe mix, that just kind of changed the C shape. Everything changed after that.
Yeah, it took it to another level. And, you know, we're going to continue to give Bill Monroe credit as the father of bluegrass,
sure.
But we're going to have to say Earl Scruggs put another notch in it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, all right, well, what we're going to do, I'm going to let you go. And you've explained they call it Bluegrass, which will be a new single being featured. We've already discussed in detail this H.W. Van Hoose is how I say the name. The tune I Cannot Bring Them Back, But I Can Go There. That'll be on a new album of gospel tunes. You know, Lorraine Jordan always has gospel music on each record, but you've never done just, this is surprising to me, you've never just done a gospel CD.
Well, it surprised me, too. I did one called Lorraine and Friends that was just some local artists that we just did some sing-along gospel. But as far as the Carolina Road Band, no, this is the first. And, you know, we wanted it to be the first. And so it's going to be the best one we've ever had.
Yeah.
But if you want to check us out, you can go to Facebook, Lorraine Jordan and Carolina Road. You can go to website, CarolinaRoadBand.com. And you can go to LorrainesCoffeeHouse.com, and we're on Facebook also.
You are everywhere. All right, I'm going to let you go, and the audience then will hear They Call It Bluegrass from Bill Monroe's Old Mandolin, and you just keep chugging along, Lorraine Jordan. I love everything that you do. I love the attitude that you bring to everything that you're involved in, and I wish you great success as the cafe gets chugging right along with the rest of your business down there.
Thank you, Terry. You're very professional. I enjoy always doing interviews with you.
Thank you so much, Lorraine. We'll chat again when the gospel CD comes out. How about that?
That'll be great. Thank you very much.
All right. See you. Bye.